Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London here in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee. This is your EV News Daily for Sunday, 25th of March, 2018. Well, coming up on the show today, we'll talk about 5 EVs going wild in Norway and a new Porsche hybrid. But first of all, Elon Musk is having a killer week on social media. Well, specifically on Twitter, because that would be because he just joined the Delete Facebook movement and axed both the Tesla and SpaceX pages at the same time. Next, he's been busy responding to comments and his mentions, the most recent in the last couple of hours being a response to the Electrek website and a story of theirs within minutes of it going live. Well, Electrek said that Tesla is experiencing capacity issues, so they are instead going through the Gothenburg port for their Norway deliveries. Norway, of course, being a huge market for EVs. Therefore, they're having to use more trucks in Norway to move the cars to the stores and the service centres. According to several media reports in Norway, over half a dozen of those trucks have been stopped by the authorities for a variety of safety reasons during inspections, and one of the trucks that wasn't stopped ended up in an accident, which is awkward. According to registration data, Tesla delivered only just over 300 vehicles in Norway during the first 2 months of this year, but it's already delivered about 1,000 so far in March, in the first 3 weeks of the month, and 1 week to go. So that was the story from Electrek. However, then they had to update the article because Elon Musk replied directly to them via Twitter, and despite Tesla's Norwegian communications department already issuing an official statement, Elon said this: "I have just asked our team to slow down deliveries. It is clear that we are exceeding the local logistics capacity due to batch build and delivery. Customer happiness and safety matter more than a few extra cars this quarter." So you can read into that tweet whatever you want to. He said that we are going to slow down deliveries due to batch building. That'll give you an insight into the cars that have been made recently. Does that tie in with the shutdown of the Model 3 production line? Maybe some focus went on Model S and Model X. Is that right? And when he said we are slowing down, we don't need to sell a few extra cars, did he mean we don't need a few extra cars, as in they're going to hit the targets according to their earnings call promises? Or was that just a turn of phrase? Maybe I'm reading way too much into it. We'll see soon at the end of the month when Tesla have to update their investors. Well, moving on, and the Norwegian EV Association's tested 5 electric vehicles in winter weather to see how they coped. Well, the cars they tested were some lovely cars, by the way. BMW i3, Hyundai Ioniq, pure electric, 2018 Nissan Leaf, the Opel Ampera E, aka the Chevy Bolt EV, basically looks a bit different, otherwise the same, and the new Volkswagen e-Golf. Well, Green Car Reports noted the conclusion of the test drivers was that none of the cars is best for all drivers. The best car for an individual driver is going to depend on how you use it and your buyer tastes and the desire for comfort and amenities. That said, the most discussed cars during the test were the Chevy Bolt EV-derived Opel Ampera E and the Hyundai Ioniq Electric. Now, the South Korean car, the testers noted, delivered almost as much effective range in really cold weather as the latest generation Nissan Leaf, despite the big difference in their EPA-rated range, 124 versus 151 miles. Big difference in battery capacity, obviously, as well. So, a further factor in the Hyundai's favour was its ability to fast charge up to 100 kilowatts under certain circumstances, higher than the 50 kilowatt limit on the rest of the cars, including the new Leaf. So it's good some cold weather testing's being done. Most people will never go to the extremes of Norway cold weather. Maybe it's a few North American cars get that cold, and we've had some bitterly cold weather here in the UK, but it's like, you know, 15-20 year ridiculous low temperatures. It won't be that cold again. As a side note, by the way, on the new Nissan Leaf, this week has seen some YouTube videos of drivers who, after two rapid charges, found that on the third and subsequent ones, the battery management system, the BMS, which is now obviously coming with the battery system of an external company now that Nissan sold the battery company. So maybe they're being ultra conservative and they don't want to risk hurting the batteries, but it's been slowing down the charge rates to like properly slow charge rates. Now, with 20,000 new Leafs sold, you have to remember, all we've heard so far is a handful of people. But on the flip side, the people that have been putting those YouTube videos up are, firstly, EV enthusiasts that have driven many more miles than the rest of us in EVs, and they know a lot about what they're talking about. Good to see Nissan contacting those people directly. I've seen it on Twitter, Nissan's PR on Twitter saying, let's get in contact over DM, and then people on the videos have been saying, yep, they've given me a call, it's going in to be looked at by the technicians. So it's being dealt with. I'm not going to comment, as I have, firstly, no first-hand experience of it, and also, you don't need my opinion chipping in when I don't have the new Nissan Leaf, and we will wait for a response, an official response from Nissan, who sold 300,000 Nissan Leafs with an insane amount of miles driven in them. They've got a lot of experience of how to build a good car. So we'll leave it there. Well, next, Porsche has confirmed in a YouTube video that the Cayenne will return in hybrid form as part of their newly redesigned next-gen model. Digital Trends pointed out that the Cayenne, which hadn't been announced as a plug-in when it was released a little while ago, we thought we might miss out on being a plug-in. It's going to use the same plug-in hybrid powertrains as the Panamera. That means the standard model gets the setup from the Panamera 4 e-hybrid. 2.9-litre twin-turbocharged V6, an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, and an integrated electric motor. Well, according to New Scientist magazine, the German company BASF is working on improved cobalt-nickel battery technology that will provide the sought-after experience of a charging station that works as quickly as a petrol station or gas station fill-up, and which will provide about 300 miles of real-world range in a standard EV. They say you'll be able to recharge your electric car in the time it takes to drink a coffee and then drive 500 more kilometres before needing to top up again, the New Scientist magazine reported. When an EV requires no more investment in time and planning than a petrol, gas, diesel-powered car, and costs far less to operate and far less to maintain, it does become a true game-changer for the car industry. It's not there yet, but people all over the world are working hard on it and making some big, big progress. Well, finally, energy provider OVO Energy published a report this week, which, according to the Renewable Energy magazine, based on the number of Nissan Leaf electric cars just in the UK at present, found that the vehicle-to-grid capabilities of that would allow those Nissan Leafs to contribute 114 megawatts to the national grid here at any time. That's enough to power 300,000 homes. The research further showed, and this is key, right? The research further showed that 38% of UK adults that own or intend to purchase a car in the next year were not aware that you could purchase that type of car, as in vehicle to grid. And they'd be more likely to buy an electric car if they could use their car as a virtual power station. And that's where the report ends. And look, it's all very nice to do and ask lots of people, if you know, if you could buy a car with V2G, would you buy one? The point is, you can't. I mean, you can buy a Nissan Leaf that does it with a CHAdeMO charger, but that was the case with the old Nissan Leaf. On the 30 kilowatt hour Nissan Leaf, there's plenty of those in Japan, by the way, that are being used for V2G, but the utility companies outside of Japan never made it happen. Or maybe Nissan didn't make it happen with them. Either way, it's been done for a long time. But if I want to go to the shop now and buy a V2G box, that's not going to happen. Even if 100% of prospective buyers, a new survey says 100% of people are aware of vehicle-to-grid chargers, it doesn't matter because you can't do it yet. Loads of studies going into it, loads of trials, but it's not a thing that you can call Nissan and go, hey, I want to order the new Leaf, and by the way, can it come with a vehicle-to-grid box, please? It'll come one day, but not just yet. So the results of that, a little bit naughty to publish, and for the magazine to do it as well. Well, I love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can share this with somebody, even one person who might be interested, we can spread the word together. You can listen to every single previous episode of this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, and the little WordPress blog that I keep this going, evnewsdaily.com. You choose your poison. Whatever you prefer to download audio on, I try and get it on every platform. Try to be platform neutral and just get the content out there every single day for you. Subscribe for free and get a new episode every day automatically if you're a subscriber. And first and free, if you want to take a couple of minutes to review and rate, that would be good. You can follow us on Twitter at evnewsdaily. Have a wonderful day. And I'll join you for Monday's update tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.